Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Golden Globe and SAG Award nominations are out, launching award season into full effect. Among those getting the most nods are director Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave and David O. Russell's American Hustle. We are not going to tread through the all-too-familiar best of 2013 territory today. We're forging a new path through the worst films of the year. Take Getaway, starring Selena Gomez and Ethan Hawke, which, according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 2% of critics actually liked.
What are you doing?
I am doing whatever he asks. Or they're gonna murder my wife.
This car belongs to me.
What?
It's good to see you getting along. You will need her help if you want your wife back.
That's some good stuff there. Getaway. Joining me now is Bill Goodykuntz. He's chief film critic for Gannett in the Arizona Republic. Bill, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Oh, it's great to be here.
People often do think of the life of a film critic as very exciting. You know, you get a jump on so many great movies. Is there any joy in reviewing really bad movies?
If it's bad in an interesting way, that can be fun to write about. It's too easy, I think, and some critics fall into this trap. The bad films are the ones where it's too easy to try to show off and be, like, really super mean. And, I've said some pretty bad things. I can't remember some Adam Sandler movie once. I think I said that I was... It made me more stupid just for having watched it, and I felt like I was already not as math as I was, but when I went in. But some are just, like, the sooner you're out of the theater, where I should say, at least in my case, as soon as I hit send on the review, they're out of my mind. And that's why it's actually kind of tough to come up with a bottom 10 list, because you haven't thought about them all year once they're gone, you know?
Well, what makes a film bad?
Typically, it's lazy, or it's trying to take advantage of the audience. It's going to try to hook you with a name or with a concept, and they're really not going to execute it very well. And they don't even try, because they know they're going to get you for some of these things. I mean, the clip that you just played, Ethan Hawke, by the way, is also in one of the best movies of the year this year, Before Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But it always reminds me of the famous quote attributed to Michael Caine, where, why were you in Jaws 2, The Revenge, or whatever? And he said, I've never seen it. I hear it's very bad. You should see The House That Built Me.
Were there any films on your worst list that you were really excited to see, given the talent?
Yeah, I mean, that can be an issue also. I mean, I think that sometimes you expect more and you're disappointed. For instance, the film The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, they played like these aging guys who got internships at Google. It was ridiculous, and that was disappointing because both of those guys are funny. I mean, you think about movies like Wedding Crashers, where they were together. That was a really funny movie. I mean, it wasn't, Citizen Kane or anything, but it was good, and they were really funny. This movie it was just ridiculous, and it was, again, it was just lazy. It was these two guys kind of resting on their reputation. Anybody that saw Wedding Crashers is probably going to give this one a chance, right? And then there's a movie like The Lone Ranger, which, has Johnny Depp in it. It teamed in with Gore Verbinski, the director, who they did the first couple of Pirates of the Caribbean movies together and then got that rolling. And you think, that might be kind of cool. The Lone Ranger, we haven't thought about The Lone Ranger in a long time. And then you come and it's just this big, bloated, overdone mess that just would not end. A movie's got too much when not only is there a train chase at the end, there's a dueling train chase at the end with two trains. So twice the mayhem and explosions and whatnot. That movie was probably better than some other movies that didn't make this list, but it was such a disappointment.
There were a lot of people banking on that being a big hit, and I'm guessing for the film like Last Vegas with Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Michael Douglas, Kevin Kline, all Oscar winners or nominees. Let's hear just a little clip of that.
Now we're here together, the four of us. We're here to celebrate Billy marrying an infant.
She's not an infant.
Shut up, Billy.
Archie, blood pressure?
Either you'll manage to be civil with each other, or so help me, I'm going to rain holy hell down on both of you. I'm going to go find some damn water and take all my damn pills. Then we're going to get this damn party started.
How did you rate Las Vegas?
The fourth worst movie of the year. I hated it, and it's a shame. I talked to Morgan Freeman for it, which is great. But I just thought it, talk about lazy and really sort of sad. I mean, those four men have done some of the best work of any actors in the last 40 years, right? And now it's like four guys, you know, in Las Vegas with a bunch of Viagra jokes. You know, it was disappointing to me. I'll say this, however, I got a ton of emails from older people who saw it, and they loved it. And it was the classic retort when people don't like what I've written. It's like, did you see the same movie I did? I think so. Were these four really great actors in it doing really bad things?
Then there are the films that just retread old storylines, hoping to cash in, like Disney's Planes. Also, The Host. This is adapted from Stephenie Meyer of Twilight fame's novel, The Host. Now, why did these two flop?
Planes was just, it reminded me a lot of Cars, you know, or Cars 2, which just came out last year. It's, you know, this sort of unlikely hero, you know, who's a plane, who his problem is he's afraid of heights, which, as you might imagine, is, you know, not that great if you're going to be a racing plane. I just found it, like, they weren't even trying. I mean, it was a real disappointment. I think we got spoiled with animated films for a while there. I mean, I think when there's a new Toy Story coming out every couple of years, one great one after another, I think that kind of got us spoiled. And then, you know, we haven't had one in a while. And certainly Planes didn't do anything to distinguish Disney. House at the end of the year, though, Frozen, I think, is a terrific film, and that's more of a return to form.
I wonder if the studios are underestimating the audience. You've said a couple times, you know, don't even try. They're lazy. But do new ideas sell, like even these old retreads?
No. Of course not.
There you go.
From a business standpoint, it makes perfect sense. But, I don't care if they make money. I care if they're any good. I'm going to sit there and watch them, you know. Of course. That's why Transformer movies, they can just roll them out the door and they'll make $400 million. Who knows why people keep going to them? There's some familiarity. Maybe you like one of the stars. People, I don't think it's wrong to say that people kind of like big, loud movies where stuff blows up. I mean, they always have.
Here's one film that I would say might make it into that so bad it's kind of good category, or at least you know that it might make cult status. Here's a clip from The Canyon starring Lindsay Lohan and the adult film star James Dean.
Hi.
What'd you do today?
I went to the gym.
Which gym?
Equinox, the gym that I'm a member of.
The one in Westwood or the one on Sunset?
The one in West Hollywood.
Why'd you go to the one in West Hollywood?
Well, because it was closer to where I was meeting Gina for lunch.
What time did you go to the gym?
That's entertainment.
No, it's not.
What do you think, Bill? What makes a film cross over into that, like, so bad it's good cult status?
Well, if you can laugh, sort of, even if you can laugh at it, not necessarily with it, that'll work. But that movie, I wanted it to be that kind of so bad it's good sort of campy thing. It wasn't. It was just depressing. I mean, it was awful. You just feel bad for having watched it. And you feel bad for her. She was really, Lindsay Lohan was a really talented young actress, yeah. You know. And it's just depressing. I mean, it's just a bad movie. Bad in that way that you don't just feel bad for them. You feel bad for yourself for having spent 90 minutes in front of it, you know.
Bill Goodykunz, chief film critic for Gannett and the Arizona Republic, thank you for your time and for your good taste.
Thank you.
So what gets your vote for the worst movie of the year? You can join the mudslinging conversation already in progress on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio, or on Twitter, at Word of Mouth.
No wire hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire?